MMA Legal, you're speaking with Aaron. How may I help you?
Hi there, I've got a mass coffee, so I was putting my sound in.
Yeah, no, that's not a problem. Can I grab you?
It's Kay Thompson.
Ah, perfect, okay, yeah, I'm looking for myself, trying to get in contact with you. Okay, your password for your account is Queenie1984.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just for data protection, Kay, can you please confirm your address for me, please?
39 Flat 7, Mitchell Street. That's with EH67AR.
Perfect, thank you very much. And just to make you aware, Kay, that these calls are recorded for training and quality purposes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. So I'm just giving you a call today, Kay. We have received your application number from the Scottish Redress Scheme, which now does mean that obviously we can go ahead and dive a little bit deeper into your application and then be able to send off or request for records from any GPs that you've been registered with, your social care settings, gather all that evidence, and once obviously we receive it, obviously if you wish, we can share that with yourself. We build your case, and then obviously we will then present that to the Scottish Government and obviously keep you in the loop of how we're tracking with your case when we're presenting it, and obviously the outcome of the case as well.
Yeah.
All right, okay. So do you have roughly about 15 minutes just to have a little chat with me and just so I can build more of a picture and represent you the best way that I can?
Yeah. Just put the young one down, so about 10 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, no worries. I'll be as quick as I can for you.
That's
all right, okay. So I'm just going to ask you a series of questions. I do understand that some of these questions may be sensitive, obviously, but I just need you to be honest and truthful with yourself just so I can build the best picture that I can. And knowledge around yourself, okay?
Hi.
All right, so just to start off, so I am aware, do you currently deal with any mental health issues at the minute?
Me? No, I've got a BPD. Sorry, I'm an dentist. I've got a plate in and I'm struggling to talk coming up, so I'm going to...
That's okay. Do you want to call you back at a better time, Kay?
No, there will be a better time. It's just a good time to
okay.
heal.
Fair enough.
Just
yeah. Mental health issues, but does suffer from BPD. Okay, and do you take any medication to manage your BPD at all?
Yeah, quetiapine, mirtazapine, and fluoxetine.
Okay. So you don't suffer from depression, anxiety, PTSD, anything like that?
That's all in one.
Oh, okay, fair enough, yeah. Okay, bear with me 1 second. Depression, anxiety, and PTSD. Okay. And do you drink any alcohol or take any recreational drugs at all?
No, not. But I was registered as alcoholic, but I'm not now. I'm recovered. I don't even drink now.
Not a problem. Good on yourself for getting through them stages. I know some people find it tough. So
yeah, I've struggled all my days throughout my childhood, so that's me.
Yeah, no, you've done good with yourself there. I'm just drinking anymore. And just out of curiosity, how long have you been sober for now?
That'll be, God, my son's a year old. That'll be a year. A year and a half now. Apart from one hiccup, but then a year, but yeah, about a year and a half.
Okay, and that's perfect. And you said you don't use any drugs?
No. I used to, but no. And that would just be like street Valium. Just stuff when I was on my meds.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay, and one question I do have to ask you, Kay, and I do apologise in asking so, but as I said, it's just to gather the best knowledge that I can about yourself. Have you ever tried to self-harm or take your own life at all?
Yeah, what do you think?
And what maybe like attempts have you maybe tried or wanted to try?
I'm covered in scars, self-harming is the most part because I feel numb. That's my way of feeling. Tests to feel it. I speak to a mental health nurse about that. Going as far as trying to treat my wife, injecting bleach. I've done loads of stuff, stupid stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so you've self-harmed, you've injected bleach.
Overdosed, yeah.
Okay, and was you ever admitted to hospital for any of these attempts?
Yeah,
okay. And was it on more than one occasion?
It's been on a few. Yeah, the first time I overdosed was when I was... Oh, God. I think it was before I just got put into care. So then the kind of thought was the reason for me not behaving was because I had underlying fucking health issues and then it spiralled.
Yeah. Okay. Can you remember at all any of the hospitals that you stayed at?
It would have been a... Sorry, I've moved. So it'd be Victoria Hospital, that's in Kirkcaldy. That's in Fife.
Victoria Hospital in Fife. Yep, is there anywhere else?
No, because I lived in Fife all my days. I only lived in Edinburgh just in this last year and a half.
Yep, okay. So she has been admitted to. Okay. Thank you very much for sharing that information with myself. Obviously, I know it can take some confidence, to be honest, in sensitive situations, but I really do appreciate, you opening up to me. So, yeah, thank you for that. Am I able to grab your GP details at all? Just so obviously we can pull some medical records, please.
My GP, right. Yeah. I find a prescription because... I've not been actually allocated a doctor wherever I go. I'm just on a repeat prescription. So there's that much bloody doctors that I just see different ones.
That's okay, just the name of the practice will do.
There's practice, that's what you meant, the doctor, right? The practice is Leith Mount, so that's L-E-I-D-C-A.
L-E-I.
Leith. I'm struggling to speak here.
That's
okay. Leith Mount. M-O-U-N-T. Leith Mount Surgery. That's in Leith. Wait, and I'll get it on my phone.
Okay, and you said that's in Leith?
Yeah, wait, and I'll give you the address just now. Leith. Right, so it's Leith Mount Surgery.
Yep.
It's 2 Lindsay, Lindsay as in L-I-N-D-S-A-Y, Street, Edinburgh.
Okay.
And that's EH6-4E for Echo and G for Golf.
Yep, perfect, I've got that. Thank you very much. And how long would you say you've been registered there for? Is it last since you've moved, is it?
It'll be a year and a half. And they should take all my medical records because they all move when you move surgery, I think.
Okay. 1.5 years. If, for whatever reason, your records haven't come over, do you remember where you were previously registered?
Yeah, that would be Lahore. Lahore, it's L-O-C-H-O-R-E.
Yep.
medical practice.
Yep, and it's on 5.
Yeah, that's on 5. And I was with them for 4 years.
4 years, perfect, okay.
And then previous, you kind of get on there, this is when, going back to when I was practically born, here I was.
Sorry, that Loco one, was it Ben Arthur Medical Centre?
But that's it, yeah.
Is it? Okay.
And then the one before that I was waiting, I was maybe in my early 30s, would be early medical practice.
What was that medical practice's name, sorry?
Loch Gelly, so it's L-O-C-H.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Medical practice. And was that, is that one in Fife as well?
Yeah, they're all in. It's just a small community. It's just all different towns.
Yeah. Excuse me. Got that Loch Gelly there. Before that, registered. And how long was you at Loch Gelly for?
I would have been there before I was born.
Okay, so
I was in my
30s. So that's 25 plus years.
Yeah.
Not a problem. Okay, and then moving on to your care settings, I can see, obviously, when you've had the initial phone call with my colleague Gemma around about a week or so ago, we've got down here Crossgate Care Home.
Yeah, but I can't remember the fucking name yet. It comes under a house. Me and her were sitting in the street map. I spoke to my partner about it, because the building's derelict, and he can actually remember somebody being in care there. So you're talking maybe 15 years ago, because I thought it hadn't been used for that long. The building just stands empty, and I can't remember if it was Albert House or I can't remember.
No, that's okay. I'll help you the best I can. So we use an AI assistant to get the correct details and locations of places. When I've searched Crossgate Care Home in Fife, it tells me obviously that there isn't a care home called Crossgate, and then it gives me alternate options of what could be nearest to the search. So we've got Craigie House Care Home. That's on Main Street. Then there is also Alexander House.
Alexander, but then that's ringing a bell to me. Is that a care home? It has to come under a children's home.
Yeah, that is a care home, actually, yeah.
Aye. Because that's what I thought of us to start with. But it's not. It has to come under a children's home, and I can't find it.
Let's have a look. So we've got, that doesn't really give me much. I've got the cottage that's come up, that's in Kirkcaldy, Thornton area.
Yeah, that's Kirkcaldy, and that's actual Crossgate, because I'd actually seen a screenshot of it. I think it was to whoever I was on the phone, I can't remember the name, right now. Did I take a screenshot of it? No, we just done it on the maps.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Give me 1 second to do that. Double copy that one. Okay. Gemma made a note here a week ago to say that you may have thought it could have been Alexander House, but obviously, yeah, we've just gone through
that.
It's a care home, yeah.
The name of care home. I'm speaking to my partner.
Okay. My disposal has a full time with the family.
Yeah, it's a total weird one. I can find it on the street map, but it's the total empty, but it's overgrown. The building's empty now.
Have you got that address there?
No, I can't. When I go into Google Maps, I can see it, and it's just Main Street. There's nothing next to it. It's between two chip, it's between a chip shop and a Chinese, and it just sits there on the Main Street on the front, and I don't know how to get the address up on it.
Right, okay. If I go onto Google Maps myself, and because if I can grab an address or like a number, in regards to like the kind of like number of a building on Main Street, I can do a bit of like a history search to see on like what was there.
So Cross Gates.
Is it Jazz's takeaway that you was looking at?
Right now, at the. Chippy's been, that's a different name now. Come on, you fool. Right, so Cross Gates. So, you've got Jazzy's takeaway, right?
Yeah.
And then, see if you go along, if you're looking at Jazzy's, and then you've got the Luwan. See the two, you've got a Luwan, then there's a Chinese. See, on the Main Street, you can see where there's parking. That's it, and there's just a building sitting there in the middle between the Luwan Chinese and Jazzy's Takeaway.
Yeah.
You can see it where there's parking, and that's a five-bedroom house in there. That's it right there on the Main Street.
Ah, okay, so where there's a blue car and a van up in the car park?
Oh, no, I can't see that on my Google Maps or my street maps. Right, can you see it?
Is it the left-hand side of Jazzy's?
It's on the left-hand side of Jazzy's, and there's a house, and you can see there's parking in the front. If you go on, there's just like a parking bay. It's an old house. You can see a chimney on the roof. Maybe I'm looking at an old house.
Ah, yeah, okay, yeah, I can see that. And it's like pebble dash on the house.
I can't see the front. I must be looking at a totally different. What am I looking at?
No, it's okay. It's, yeah, so...
Depends on what way you're looking at. I'm looking at, for the Luwan to be on the left-hand side, and Jazzy's is on the right. So if I'm looking at upside down,
yeah,
Jazzy's
okay.
On the left, and the Luwan's on the right.
Yeah, no, so I'm looking directly at Jazzy's, so Jazzy's is on my right. So there's a little driveway at the side.
Right, there's a driveway up the side of Jazzy's, and then the house that's next to it.
Next to that driveway.
Next.
With like the chimney, just.
There's
off
a chimney, and
just off center of the house.
Yeah, the house, and then there's like a parking bay in the front of it.
Yeah.
And again, it's all going. I'm doing it at the street. I'm doing a bird's eye view.
Ah, okay, yeah. So was it that house, was it?
Yep.
Okay.
I was on the top right bedroom. I looked at that top right one. There should be one, two, three on the top. The door was in the middle, two windows at the bottom.
So I'm gonna say 39 Main Street. 33 Main Street. 33 Main Street. Cross Gates, Glasgow. Glasgow, not Glasgow, Fife. Okay.
That's a hard one because I remember back then. There was another house in Dunfermline. There was one in Glenrothes, and they were all getting shut down. At the same time, or round about it, they were in the midst of shutting it down. But then, as my partner said, it was Saul, because he's 10 years younger than me.
Yeah.
He remembers somebody in the exact same room as I was in. He called him Sebo, and he had to jump out the window, and he fell out the window. But I was like, well, that was the bedroom that I was in.
Wow. Wow, it is...
That was the first I was ever speaking about, because I thought I was... done. I mind you passing through it years ago. I think I was in like my early 20s, and I thought, wow, okay, that was a blast. The first looking at that.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Okay, so 28 Main Street, so I go 32. Yes, okay, so 32 Main Street, Crossgates. Okay, right, 4. Yeah, it is. So it's 32.
So wait a minute, my partner's saying that. So is it a Craigie House on the Main Street is Crossgates, is a former Victorian mansion schoolhouse currently operating as a residential care home. Oh, wait a minute, Keeble House.
Keeble House,
no. No, that's Crossforks, not directly in Crossgates, formerly operated through a children's home. That could have been the one that was further along.
Yeah, that's okay. There's no clear evidence.
I don't know, I didn't get it.
So listen to children's home at 32. Does not include anything, okay? Small private residential.
He's found an address. 41 Rover Hall Avenue. Historical children's home operated by Fife County Council and the village of Crossgates.
What was the name of that one, sorry?
He's just put in an address. 41 Rover Hall Avenue.
Grover, G-R-O-V-E-R.
D for driving, Grover, D-R-O-V-E-R.
Grover Road, or is it Avenue?
Grover
Hall.
H-A-L-L, yeah.
Avenue. And what was did you send the postcode then?
No, not. It's on AI, and it's a historical children's home operated by Fife County Council and the village of Crossgates. I don't know. I didn't remember it as you sent me.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I'll, just so I got that right, is it 41 Brover Avenue?
Brover Hall Avenue.
Ah, okay. Brover Hall Avenue.
I've been trying to set on Facebook for one of the staff that I can remember.
And what did you say that the name of that children's home could have been?
So you've got. It's not Keeville, it's St Alexander House on Main Street, but that's a nursing home, so it's not that. Craigie House on Main Street, Crossgates, is a former Victorian mansion schoolhouse currently operating as a residential care home. I didn't get it. I can't remember. No, I was running a bell.
Yeah, it's saying that Craigie House is primarily for adults over 65.
So the residential care home at 41 Rover Hall Avenue may not exist in that form today, as local council homes were often demolished or changed in the late 20th century. What does that mean?
Well, what I'll do is I'll put approximate address.
Yeah, because, I mean, it has to be on my files, because I had a social worker, her name is Patricia Cunningham, who got put to a children's panel and then just worked away into foster care, and then I ran away from foster care and got put in there.
Yeah. Well, from that house that you described to me next to Jazz's Chippy, that address comes up as 32 Main Street, Crossgates. So, yeah. So, if because Jazz's is, let's have a look. Jazz's is 28 Main Street.
Right.
So, when coming out of Google Maps, it comes up to that house being 32. So, even though we've got an approximate location, we just more so try and ask for the care setting and possibly building name or care setting name, just obviously so we can say to Fife Council, you know, this was the care setting they were actually in. But because you've already stated it was Fife Council anyway, that was your local authority, they'll have the archives somewhere. So that's who we actually write to. We actually write to Fife City Council. So we'll get in touch with them, and obviously we'll always keep you up to date, as I said, in the case. Obviously, when your records and medical records and that come back, when they do come back, do you want me to share your records as a whole?
Well, all you can see is a downward spiral. I didn't kick in. I was a troubled teen. I didn't finish school. Obviously, my life just spiraled. And then I got diagnosed with borderline personality disorder. In my later years, which explained I was just fucking warped.
Yeah, no, I understand that. That's not a problem. Okay, we're here to help you. Do you know what I mean? We're here to listen, and obviously we believe what you've gone through. You know, it's not nice. You know what yourself and you know other clients of ours have gone through in these care settings, and that's why us as a law firm, you know, we want to help the likes of yourself and everybody else who we're currently helping at the minute get get compensated for what's rightly owed. What you have gone through in your past. So obviously, yeah, just to give you a little bit of a detail of how this is all going to work out. So this is going to be around about a 6 to 12 month process. I'm your designated care handler. Case handler. And so you and I will be on this journey for, as I said, about 6 to 12 months. Throughout this journey, I'll be giving you an update about every 4 to 5 weeks on how things are progressing. You know, when we receive your records, how we're building your case, and obviously when we're going to present your case to the Scottish Government. What we do like to first and foremost fight for is, you know, an official apology from the Scottish Government, but obviously along them lines as well. You know, get the financial compensation that you deserve as well.
Yeah. Just for me to understand, I mean, when I spoke to Mum about it, I mean, I understand I was a difficult teenager. Is this mainly due to the process, like things are different now? You've got social work and obviously it's all different. Back then, I mean, my mum and dad didn't hear saying. I got 21 children's panel and then that was it. I was locked away from mum and dad.
Yeah.
And I had been a year for me to get back home. You could see I was screaming to get back home. Weekly visits and that, and it was just the process. So then it came. Is that what we're on about? Because I can't ruin kind of bad, they get put away.
So we're on about obviously your time in care and you know what you've suffered. I'll just have a quick brief run over of your statement. So straight away in the first line of your statement here, you was locked in a room for 2 days. No,
Before I got put in that unit. I ran away from foster care and they didn't know where to put me before I ended up in that house. Yeah, and that was in Rimbleton, that was in Glenrothes. That was like a secure unit.
Okay, so was that separate to Fife, was it?
Yeah, that was separate from that house. I got put in there for 2 days and the Rimbleton Security Unit, that's all closed down now. And then that was to the family space and then I ended up in that care home there. But the rooms were locked in the night. They had to shout on the night staff to get out for opinions, stuff like that.
Yeah. Was it Rimbleton House that you was in?
Yeah, it was in a secure. It was in a different location to actual home. What I remember back then, it must have been the secure unit because everything was like a suicide cell, like what you get in the police cells. Everything, there was nothing you could harm yourself on. It was a foam hang. There was another lassie next door. And whenever I got out for something to eat, I could see her screaming. I never once seen her. These days back then, I remember that was quite traumatic. So that was in Rimbleton.
Okay, so it wasn't Rimbleton House, but it was in Rimbleton.
It was in that. I didn't care how big that children's home was. I just know it was in a obviously it was on a secure bit. No, it really is what the other part of the homes have been.
Okay. Because I'll just make a note of that as well. How long was you in Rimbleton for?
It was only 2 days.
Oh, it was 2 days, yeah, okay.
Yeah, to go to that house there.
Okay. For 2 days. Okay, and obviously, is Rimbleton under Fife Council? They're under Fife Council as well, aren't they? Yeah,
going off us here. It has to be under Fife. It's a bad place.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to be fighting for you for, obviously, the when you was in Rimbleton, but also when you was in, on Main Street as well. It's just obviously the abuse and trauma that obviously you faced as a child. You know, it's led you to have, you know, a difficult upbringing. You know, you've had a bit of a troubled past. You know, you've not been put on. You know, you've not been put on the path. To what you may have wished. You know, it's that's what we're here to fight for you for. Obviously, what you've gone through in your past and, you know, the trauma that you've faced. That's what we're here to do. So if this case does get put forward to a panel in Scotland, but it is done behind closed doors, so you or I don't have to attend when this hearing is. Or as I'll obviously be telling you is when the date is of when they're wanting to go through your case, and also the outcome of the case as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So just before I do conclude the phone call, I do just need to go through obviously your funding options, which Gemma may have gone through around about a week ago. I do apologise. I've got to repeat myself again, but it is just for my compliance team. Once I have read through this, obviously I'll ask you formally whether you wish to proceed with ourselves, MMA Legal, and then obviously we can get started on your case then. Does that sound okay?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, thank you. It's okay. When it does come to your Scottish redress application, you do have three options for the fundings, and them options are, obviously, option one is you can apply to do this application yourself without a solicitor or a law firm representing you. What that means is, you know, that's you gathering your own evidence and present your own case to the Scottish Government. Option two is that you can instruct another solicitor within England or Scotland who participate in the Government Legal's Fee Scheme with the Scottish Government. Now, they're paid £2,000 by the Scottish Government per case, obviously to deal with obviously the redress scheme. Obviously for legal reasons, I can't exactly say how they deal with the cases or what they do with their cases, because I'm completely unexperienced in that area. But what I can say, obviously, with option three is using an independent law firm like ourselves. We work on a no-win, no-fee basis. So obviously, if for whatever reason the result doesn't go our way, we won't come chasing you for any, you know, any fees. We won't cause any financial stress or burden to yourself. Our fees, as disclosed in the emails that were sent to you, is 16% plus VAT, which is a capped percentage of 19.2%. So it is less than 20%. And that's obviously that's just for, we just want to be paid for, obviously, the work and the case that we present to the Scottish Government.
Yeah.
So, okay, are you happy to use MMA Legal as your representatives moving forward?
Yeah, definitely.
Perfect. Thank you very much. I can also see here on your file that my colleague Gemma, when you spoke to her, she would have put a 2-week cooling off period on your case. And obviously what that does mean is obviously you have like a 2-week window to, you know, look elsewhere, do whatever you need to do, possibly rip up our agreements. But obviously if you're happy to use us, I can remove this cooling off period and we can get started on your case. Would you like me to do that for you?
Yeah, remove it.
Right. Perfect. Not a problem. I've removed that off your case, okay, and that's all I need for the details for your case today. But before I do go, is there any questions that you need to ask me at all?
No. I mean, you didn't read my I'm just trying to think if I gave you enough detail for you to find it.
Don't stress yourself out too much. Obviously, as I said, we're going to be writing to Fife Council themselves. So even though your care settings may have closed down or no longer exist, your files should still exist with Fife City Council. Obviously, as I said, when these records do come back to ourselves, we will be in contact with you anyway to update you on what we've received and go through it with you. Obviously, if there's anything else that springs to mind, this is what this process is about. You know, you can tell us, because going through these records sometimes can bring up things that you may not have told us in previous phone calls. Once these records are received, we'll be back in contact. But as I said, I'll be in contact with you, near enough every 4 to 5 weeks anyway, with an update on how we're traveling with the case.
Yeah, that's me.
All right, okay. Well, yeah, don't forget to save our number that I'm calling you up.
I've got it as them, Amy.
Perfect. Yeah, and as I said, my name's Aaron. If you need any additional support or you've got any questions to ask me, just feel free to give me a call. Okay.
No problem, man. Thank you very much.
Not a problem, Kay. I hope you have a lovely Friday. And thank you very much for your time and your honesty today. It means a lot to me. And go and enjoy your day now.
Right, you enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Kate.
Right, thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye.